caught up with Peter Montopoli, the General Secretary of Canada Soccer. That's a great handle, General Secretary. We had the Director of Goaltending on, Mitch Korn, from Washington earlier in the week.
Yep.
And we established that. We need to come up with better names than host. We need to come up with way better names. Yes. General Secretary of Overdrive, Director of Mailing It In of Overdrive.
Yep.
Glue guy of Overdrive.
Director of glue.
Director of goaltending for Overdrive. So caught up with Peter Montopoli earlier this afternoon because he's over in Moscow. I'm sure he's celebrating. World Cup starts tomorrow. Big news, of course, throughout the country today is that the World Cup is coming here 8 years from now. In 8 years, it'll be here. And began the conversation with the General Secretary of Canada Soccer, Peter Montopoli, by asking him, what was your reaction when you heard the news this morning?
Overwhelming was probably the word that I would choose at that point in time. You know, when you see and hear the president of FIFA say the word Canada, you know you're representing your country. You know there's a lot at stake, and so there's a lot of reward as well. So overwhelming feelings, but all positive in the end.
You guys were up against the Moroccan bid. How confident were you before you heard the news? How confident were you that this united bid for 2026 would, in fact, fall in your favor?
Well, you know, we've been working very hard for the last 14 months, and especially the last two and a half months, traveling all over the world. And, you know, we were meeting ourselves as football people, dealing with football people, and we felt that our bid would resonate with football people. And we were correct. We felt that we were very compelling in what we had to say. And our journey was the journey that everybody wanted to be on. So we knew we were going to have a victory. We just didn't know by how much. And I think the results tell the story.
The idea of trying to whip up votes, it's very political. And that's what you guys have been doing for 14 months. Like you said, you've been talking to different parties throughout the world when it comes to soccer and football federations around the world, trying to whip up support for your bid. What do you believe stood out about this united bid, Canada, the United States, and Mexico? What was unique about it that you think was worthy of hosting in 2026? Why do you think you guys ended up selling the amount of people that you did?
Well, I think the three words were the key: unity, certainty, and opportunity. Unity is that the FIFA World Cup in 2026 will increase by 50% in terms of number of countries. So that would be really hard task for any one country to do alone. We felt it was better as united, the three of us coming together. Two is certainty. We have 150 training fields already built, and we have 23 stadiums ready to go. We only need 16. We saw what happened in 2010 in South Africa, 2014 in Brazil, and you know, we just don't want to see that happen again. It's a waste of resources, a waste of money, and really the money for football should go towards football and not infrastructure.
With Peter Montopoli, the General Secretary of Canada Soccer, what has to be determined still when it comes to the host cities here in Canada? I know Toronto wants in, Montreal wants in, Edmonton wants in. You guys are going to host 10 games in 2026. How are you going to determine who gets those games and how many games they actually get in the end?
Well, we're going to work with our partners in the United States and Mexico. We still like to stick with the three candidate host cities in Canada, three in Mexico, and there'll be 10 in the United States. We believe that we can execute the 10 matches, maybe more. And so we would be proposing all three venues to continue. And we'll see as we go along the line in the next 2 years where we end up. But we'd like to continue with our three candidate host cities.
Do you have one city in mind, one Canadian city in mind, that you would consider kind of the capital of this bid? And if so, would it be Toronto?
Well, I don't know if we would say the capital of the bid, but, you know, what we put forth today as a concept, which is a really exciting opening day concept. Not one match, but three matches, one in each country. We may start in Mexico City, go to the Rose Bowl in Los Angeles, and then Toronto. In between an hour break, we could have a nine-hour celebration where it used to be just 2 hours. We believe that's the way we should start this competition. And then after that, we would have 30 days to continue the competition and celebrate. So, you know, maybe Toronto has an opening match, but not to say Edmonton and Montreal have lesser caliber matches along the way.
with Peter Montopoli, General Secretary of Canada Soccer, the World Cup coming to Canada in 2026. I think the first question that comes to mind for all soccer fans in this country is, will Canada definitely be playing in the tournament? It will be expanding from a field of 32 to 48 for the first time in 2026. What is your understanding when it comes to that question? Will Canada definitely be playing based on an automatic bid?
Well, it's premature to answer that question. It's a FIFA answer that will come very late, 2022, 2023. We still have to run through 2018 FIFA World Cup here in Russia, and then 2022 in Qatar. So, you know, let's give those two competitions, and then we believe maybe in the early part of 2023, that those decisions will be looked at. We have a CONCACAF president who will take under advisement, you know, what's best for the CONCACAF country. And Victor Montagliani, being a Canadian, we think would be very supportive of what we're trying to do in terms of Canada being a part of it. He was part of our bid, so we feel very comfortable where we'll land. But those are questions and answers with that.
Well, I would think that would be a big hit, though, Peter, if there isn't an automatic bid, just based on the history of the program. I mean, Canada hasn't been in the World Cup since 1986, and Mexico's in it every 4 years. The United States, it's a shock they're not in it this year, but I think they'll get back in 2022, and I would think they'll play themselves in 2026. I mean, let's be honest, the only country of this united bid that would not be guaranteed to play their way in would be Canada. I mean, is there any way would you have those conversations with the United States and Mexico? If only one team can get in, would you pitch the idea of Canada being the one that gets the automatic bid?
I honestly don't think it'll come to that in terms of only one country being in. We never looked at it from that point of view. We tried to put the best bid forward, which we have. But, you know, we're confident that the right decision will be made at the right day. We can't say anything today. It's not our decision to make. But, you know, I think what I found today is everybody's jumping to us being a part of it in 2026. We brought over John Herdman to fully align the men's program. We haven't given up on 2022, far from it. In fact, we want to qualify for 2022. We always wanted to qualify. I think we've got a better chance in 2022 than ever before. So that's our near-term goal. Our North Star is 2026 and down the road.
With Peter Montopoli, General Secretary of Canada Soccer, just with this announcement alone, what do you hope the effect will be on the program, the men's program? How do you hope this goal of qualifying in 2022, like you said, but hosting in 2026 affects the men's program?
Well, you know, the good thing is we've already done this on the women's side. When we bid to host the FIFA Women's World Cup, we fully aligned the program. There was a year there in 2014 where we had U15, U17, U20, the women's national team all ranked in the top 8 in the world, the only country to do it. We won a bronze medal in 2012 and 2016. We created a new women's pro league, the NWSL. We were fully invested in women's football, and the results stand for themselves. 2012, 2016 bronze medals, the only FIFA member association to repeat. If we do that and we try and replicate that on the men's side, we brought over John Herdman. John Herdman's not only a men's national team head coach, he's a system builder. He will build the system over the next 6, 8, 10 years to deliver consistent podium results down the road. We want to be top 3 in CONCACAF. We believe we can get there, definitely. With John on board, with our investments in the program, a new CPL coming on board, and now the Men's World Cup in 2026, it'll just generate tremendous interest and excitement for men's football, and we believe this is the last piece of sport in our country that we need to deliver.
You guys brought Alfonso Davies, who's a 17-year-old playing for the senior team, to the bid, and he spoke to FIFA and spoke to the world earlier. And I've always believed when it comes to soccer, what's incredibly important is for Canadian soccer, the men's side, to find a superstar. You know, every other sport has it. We know we've had it in hockey forever. In baseball, you got Joey Votto. In basketball, you got Andrew Wiggins. In golf, it's been Mike Weir. Women's soccer's had it with Christine Sinclair. How close do you think you guys are on the men's side to having a superstar, a face of the men's program?
Well, you know, Alfonso can and will be the face of the future. I would say we've had one in Atiba Hutchinson. The only issue with Atiba was that he's playing in Europe, and those matches are not televised back home. legitimately, we believe he could have been athlete of the year many times over. He's revered in Turkey, which is an incredibly tough and difficult league. Now we have Alfonso. There are others also in the program that have the potential to be. But certainly at 17, you saw what he did today. He wasn't nervous. He was ready to go. He was ready to represent his country. He's got an incredibly bright future, and we look forward to him being there for us in 2026.
8 years is a long way away. I'll get you out on this, Peter. How do you keep the buzz alive for the next 8 years? How do you keep Canada invested in just looking forward to the 2026 World Cup?
As I said, we brought John over. He's starting to build the system. We're getting ready for qualifiers in September for Qatar 2022. We'll continue to promote our hosting in 2026 with our governments, with our cities. There'll be a buzz continuing for 8 years. We've done this for the Women's World Cup. We know how to do it. I thought we put on the best Women's World Cup ever in the history of FIFA Women's World Cup. We believe we have the potential here to do something that's never been done before for a Men's World Cup. Co-hosting, profits, and just general excitement. North America, population 500 million people. We have all the tools in place. We will get there for 2026.
8 years is going to fly by. It was an incredible announcement today. There's a lot of excitement over here. I'm sure it's the same over there in Moscow. Enjoy this World Cup. We look forward to getting you home and continuing the buzz as we lead up to 2026. Congrats, and thank you for doing this, Peter.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There was Peter Montopoli, General Secretary of Canada Soccer. Caught up with him earlier.